The crackle of the Thomas Fire is gone from communities like Ventura and Montecito. But besides the destruction it's left behind, the largest blaze in modern-day history in the state created a new threat. Flash flooding, debris flows, and mudslides.
The slopes are now denuded, burnt. Some of the soil's hardened, which means it's not going to accept rainfall or absorb rainfall. So we've got a number of concerns associated with the coming rains. One is that we're going to have more runoff just as a result of the soil being hardened. Two, we're going to have bulked runoff. In other words, it's like water with ice cubes in it. Not only is the water coming up, but we're going to see a lot of sloughing of soils and materials like root masses and so forth, trees, which can clog channels. Another point of concern is where we might have some mud flows, debris flows, or the, some slope movement.
Jeff Pratt, who's director of Ventura County's Public Works Agency, says the scope of the potential flooding is almost overwhelming. The fire burned close to 282,000 acres in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. That's 440 square miles, nearly the size of the city of Los Angeles.
We have a top 10 list that's being passed around. We've identified the top 10. In that first tier, of course, are all the populated areas below the hillsides, Santa Paula, Ventura, Ojai, and parts of Fillmore. Also in the top 10 list are some of the major thoroughfares.
The officials who deal with flood control issues on the South Coast say trying to pinpoint all of the potential trouble spots is difficult. Tom Fayram is deputy director for the Santa Barbara County Public Works Department Water Resources Division.
There's not a magic computer model that'll say, well, here's the risk area. There's huge topographical features that sometimes water will leave a creek channel and it'll go miles around before it gets back into the channel because it's on what's called an alluvial fan. So it's really hard to say, well, these are the people at risk and these are the people that maybe not.
Fayram says the size of the burn area would have created huge flooding concerns in itself, but it's compounded by the fact we're already in the rainfall season. Aside from cleaning flood control and debris basins, there's no time for major protection projects.
It's unprecedented how late it is. A fire of this size to still be burning after Christmas. We have a series of debris basins that were in place and effective, but we're getting them, what we would call fire ready, because after a fire, it's a different threshold for what the operational condition of those basins would be.
Some of the areas potentially at risk are obvious because of their proximity to burned mountain slopes, but others may not be so apparent, and flooding could also impact access ranging from streets into neighborhoods to major highways like the 101, 150, and the 33. Ventura County's Jeff Pratt says people need to assess the risk to their property, think about flood insurance if there's a potential threat, and above all, be alert for evacuation orders during rainfall.
They should be thinking about what's around and above them. And by above them, I mean, if you live on a slope and that slope has been burned, chances are pretty good that you may see some erosion. And if it's more excessive, mud flows. There may even be the potential for larger masses of earth to move. So you need to be registered with our reverse 911 system so that when it starts raining and we've developed those thresholds, you're receiving those warnings. And you need to be taking care of some things you can take care of yourself. Deploying sandbags is appropriate.
Officials admit they're concerned because that unlike a fire where you can see the smoke and flames, it's more difficult to assess the flooding potential from a storm. They say there probably will be some false calls and they worry it could prompt some people to ignore evacuation orders.
The fear is that people become apathetic to these warnings because maybe the warnings go out and nothing happens, so then they feel that, well, maybe there's really not a problem. The trigger is such a fine line for what could be a serious problem and not.
Tom Fayram with the Santa Barbara County Public Works Department.
This is a very difficult problem to try to forecast and project where this is going to go. Really, people have to evaluate their given situation and whether they think they're at risk or not. And if they are at risk, they really should get out ahead of time.
Ventura and Santa Barbara counties have a number of resources available online. In Ventura County, you can go to VenturaCountyRecovers.org. And in Santa Barbara County, resources are available at countyofsb.org. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.